see an increase in the jobs that are created and retained, so we're pleased about that. We're seeing a little more compliance in terms of the reporting that goes into the data that we put out in our annual report. But I do think there are issues. We've had some concerns about the number of retail projects, and fortunately that issue was addressed as part of the state budget. Moving forward, like to see more transparency in terms of IDAs having their own report cards that they put up on their own website so their local constituents can see what decisions they're making, what projects they're funding, and more standard approach to clawbacks. If a project does not fulfill the economic development goals or the job creation goals, an opportunity to claw back some of the benefits that were given. So still some concerns, but at least we're seeing improvement in terms of the number of jobs created by the IDAs.
Are you more concerned now about the results coming from the IDAs or the transparency that the these IDAs operate under?
I think it's a combination because I think the transparency helps inform whether or not the decisions they're making on the specific projects that they're giving incentives to, whether they're the ones that make the most sense. So although we see an increase in terms of jobs that are created, there's always that overall concern, you know, what decisions are being made, how are they coordinated with local officials in terms of economic development. Are IDAs, you know, part of an overall strategy to create growth in a particular region, create growth across our state? We now have these regional economic development councils. How are the IDAs coordinating in that regard? You go to different counties or regions in the state where you may have multiple IDAs. Are they working with each other or are they competing with each other? So the transparency question about giving us more of an insight into how they're getting to the decisions that they're making, I think that would help inform a more intelligent discussions about how IDAs are fitting into the overall economic development picture.
Of the $1.5 billion in total tax exemptions in 2011, just about $1.1 billion was school property tax breaks and local property tax breaks. Are those tax breaks then passed along to bigger bills to the local taxpayers?
In some cases, you do have provision for pilots, so the payment in lieu of taxes helps to make up for some of that. But we did see a net of about statewide $500 million worth of net tax exemptions. So that does raise the question, when the IDAs are making a decision on a project, are they consulting with the school officials, with the county, town, city, village officials to assess what the impact is on the tax revenue and the tax base of those municipalities and school districts that are already facing other levels of stress? Again, underscores the need for more transparency and accountability with the decisions the IDAs are making.
You mentioned the clawback provision. That is trying to get the money back if a company does not provide the jobs promised?
Right.
How does that work?
Well, it would be a very simple. If you're representing that X number of jobs are going to be created, and if you would fall short of that, some opportunity for the benefit in effect to be reimbursed back. That's something that can be worked out by a local agreement at the time the incentive is given. In the state budget this year, there's actually a clawback provision that's been added on the state sales tax piece of the exemption that could be given out. So I think that's a good first step in terms of the state looking out for the state sales tax piece. I'd like to see it more broadly applied to the other tax exemptions that go with IDA incentives.
You report there were 113 active IDAs in 2011. Is that a good number? Are there too many giving away, too many tax breaks? Are you comfortable with that level?
Well, you know, that's one of the challenges. The IDAs were created not necessarily with any rhyme or reason as to what the ideal number was. And you go to certain parts of the state, and within a county, you may have multiple IDAs that are, you know, city IDAs, town IDAs, county IDAs. You know, there is no blueprint in terms of what the ideal number is. I certainly think in some parts of the state, you probably have too many, and it would make more sense if there was a more regionalized approach. But, you know, I think the reality is that the IDAs that are created are not about to give up their, you know, their ability to provide these incentives. Again, all the more reason we need to have more sunlight on what they're doing and more accountability for what they're doing.